On this episode, we smoke the Rocket Patel Disciple featuring a delicious San Andres wrapper draped lovingly over Nicaraguan binder and filler, and maybe we do some other shitty stuff on the podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Midas, and you're listening to Burnline Podcast. Hey, look at the camera. Burnline Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages over the age of 21, you are listening to Burnline Podcast, coming to you, as always, not live, from the Hot Box, the smoke back room where deals are struck and fortunes made, adjacent to the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Davidoff Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, the USA, the only Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge in the state of Maryland. I am your gorgeous host, Johnny Midas.
And I am Angel El Fumo Solario.
The other gorgeous host, El Fumo, and we are smoking the Rocky Patel Disciple. We are in a Rocky Lounge.
Right.
So this is good. It goes.
Right. It only took four episodes and 50 some.
We later planned it that way. Flawless execution.
Yep.
Of our flawless plan. We are in a Rocky Lounge and we are smoking a Rocky.
Yeah, man.
And we are smoking the Rocky Patel Disciple Robusto. This is a 5x50 that features Mexican San Andres wrapper and Nicaraguan binder and filler.
Mm-hmm. Does not say which Nicaraguan.
Doesn't say too much, actually. The size, mm-hmm. It says Robusto, but the actual ring gauge and length, it's nowhere on the packaging.
Yeah, it's not. Dude, this is almost a Corona, now that I think of it.
Nah, dude, a Corona is like 4.5x48, maybe 5x48.
Should have brought a tape measure. We need a tape measure for the show.
I was thinking, how about like one of those, like it has slots in it, like a board with slots in it, and mm-hmm. if the cigar fits in it, that's the batol.
Yeah.
Right. So the next time Asylum comes out with something, be like, nope.
Right.
Nope. This is a Gordo. No, it isn't. It's a fucking mouth cannon.
You know? Yeah. Asylum, staying true to their, we're large and insane.
Yeah.
Insanely large cigars.
And that's not only insane. That's Asylum.
Hashtag not spot.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't get to say that. We're not paying you. I'm giving you a shout out, man. Your rod is very large.
Stick,
whatever. That's what I meant to say.
But anyway,
we are smoking the Rocky Patel Disciple. So we need to get these cut and lit since this is a cigar show and not a goof off show. But we do talk about the presentation first, and I think the box is pretty much as gorgeous as you can get without being like a specialty box.
By the way, they kept. It's a retailer box if you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
The lid goes further back.
Yes.
Yeah, so that, it kept is. That in mind.
And kudos to Rocky because he does keep retailers in mind. Notice that your cello has a barcode on it.
Right.
I took mine out of the cello so that you guys could see. Absolutely. I mean, that is just beautiful. And this is one of the best presented and good looking cigars that I have just seen all year.
Yeah, Rocky's presentation is always good.
Yeah, Rocky's got some class. But I was just thinking through because I was so impressed with this.
Should have brought your pick along.
Yeah, I should have. I should have brought my Rocky lighter.
Yeah.
Although it clashes a little because it's like white and rose gold. And this is more like, copper gold and black.
I like it.
It's gorgeous, dude. But anyway, I think we should start smoking it. And then we discuss it a little bit more. So it is time for the official cutting, and the official cutting is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobacco leaves are highlighted in the original Jack cigar from Fat Boy Cigars. Don't forget to try the Fat Boy Cigars Boots on the Ground series. For every cigar you purchase in this series, Fat Boy Cigars will donate $1 to charities benefiting frontline heroes. Check them out, fatboycigars.com, and they got a couple of new offerings, and I hear they're doing something like maybe opening a spot.
Something. New spot.
So based on the Instas, that's not like inside information or anything, couldn't happen to better people.
Right.
I tell you that. And you're getting a hell of a product
for
experience
and incredible price.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. They've got a huge following. They're bigger than us, which is a very high bar because we're the best cigar podcast
in the multiverse. We're the number one podcast.
I didn't say we were I didn't say that we were the biggest. We were the best. anyway, Fat Boy Cigars, welcome to Fat Boy's World. And I am cutting with my double guillotine open-ended craftsman's bench. And you have got your large ring gauge vertigo, same.
Yeah.
Open-ended double guillotine.
The vertigo.
And let's make room for all of our meaty hands in here. As usual, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority. No limp-wristed cutting allowed. Is there something wrong? Did you fuck this up already?
No, I didn't fuck it up. It's just loose like that.
Now I'm fucking with you. That was a very difficult cut.
It was a little thin. It was a little hard.
It felt like every leaf of this cigar is Lijao. That's what it felt like.
No, it's Dottle on mine.
No, me either. Not that it mattered. We had quite a bit on that Gurkha last week.
Check that out.
Weird. I mean, it looks so tightly packed.
Yeah. Wait.
Completely normal cold draw.
Yeah. Good draw, though.
Completely normal. Yeah. Cool. Speaking of cold draw.
A little sweet, fruity.
Oh, I've got an interesting, spicy leather. I love the cold draw, even though it has literally nothing to do with the cigar.
Yeah, because it's going to taste completely different.
So, foot sleeve.
Here, see, mine's
one piece.
Nope.
Mine's just sliding. You got to peel yours?
Yeah, I got to look. Okay. Like, that is on
there. Yeah, let me. Oh, there's no way. Yeah. I wouldn't want to destroy the cigar. Okay, try peeling it.
Here we go. Feel like Indiana Jones when he's trying to swap out the monkey with the.
Oh,
with whatever. The back. What's in the back? Rocks? Sand?
Yeah, with the gold idol.
Yeah.
The color scheme even matches. This is gorgeous. By the way, this is like a heavy paper. It's not quite cardstock, but it's heavy paper.
I was going to say cardstock.
Yeah. And here's a couple of interesting, this is what I love. This is why I love Rocky's presentation, right? So first of all, the Rocky Patel and then the gold foot band, which isn't, it's just printed on there. They're embossed.
Yeah.
Right. Number two, there is very subtle pinstriping, or actually that would be called what, whale striping?
Yeah, you guys can see
striping. That is not solid black. It's like a piano black and like a matte black.
Yeah, satin and matte.
Yeah, it's like satin and matte back and forth.
It's really awesome.
It is fucking like classy.
Dude, check out the cigar though.
Well, that's why I wanted to take this off and talk about this as part of presentation. Holy shit, look at it without that long ass sleeve. Like that is just a good looking, it's like a light tooth all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's easy to make San Andres tobacco look good though.
Yeah,
if you like rustic, you know,
it's the gorgeous cigar though.
This is absolutely gorgeous. And then the main band. So, well, why don't we talk, you know, more about that when we do the rating presentation, but that's what we're looking at and I like it.
Good modeling.
And that brings us to our official lighting, which is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious premium hand-selected beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, Tanzania, Mexico, around the globe. 2cpremium.com. You can find all of their offerings at Teresa up in Pittsburgh. Yeah, and her family. Absolutely amazing, but here's the thing. They feature continual roasting, so you're always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. Now, I can speak with authority because I ran a foreign trade zone that was demised from a warehouse that stored beans for a very major coffee chain that everyone would know if I said it on air, but I don't want to because they have a lot of lawyers.
Yeah,
And I can tell you that the coffee that you get from these big, expensive coffee chains, it was roasted months ago.
Yeah.
And when you taste coffee that was like roasted continuously, it's not stale. You could tell a huge difference. And that's what you're getting at 2C Premium Coffee, which is why we fell in love with it.
Right.
And why we invited them on to be partners of the show. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us, make you too. And with that, I'm lighting up with my single flame, soft flame, Johnny Midas lighter, the official Costco gold bar. I'm not drawing the flame in, by the way.
We keep saying it enough times, people are going to believe that you can get that gold bar at Costco.
Well, you can. It's not one that has a lighter inside. This is an actual Credit Suisse 10-ounce gold bar, 999.9, which is the most pure you can get. And I actually paid someone to hollow it out and put a butane tank in here and hinge the lid. I had to get one of those jewelers in, what is that, Geneva?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, man, I will tell you, and it cost me an arm and a leg. That's why I limped in here today. All right, that was bullshit, by the way, if your detector's turned off. Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Real quick, why does it taste like an Ecuadorian?
I don't know. I was just thinking that. I was like, okay, because I'm thinking this is going to be like dirty spice. You know, like you got fucking San Andres over Nick Nick, you know, binder and filler.
Dude, this tastes like a fucking Ecuadorian.
Okay.
That's so weird.
Okay, so are you getting a little marshmallow?
Hold on. Where at?
The very back of the soft palate on Retro Hill only.
All right. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. A little sweet something sugary there.
Spicy on the lips and the front of the palate, the front and sides of the tongue. There's spice. I'd say like, it's not cayenne, it's like crushed red pepper.
Okay.
You know, like that kind of neutral spicy. There's something just amazing happening like in the back of my hollowed out mouth that I can't describe.
There's a party back there.
There is a party back there.
That is interesting.
Okay, so I'm going to pick out some flavors that are not going to sound super appealing, but it's the only way I can describe it. If you took jasmine and sandalwood, and what is that?
There's a sweet something else in there.
Yeah, so like if you gather the smoke into a ball into the back of your mouth, there is jasmine, sandalwood, and something else in there for sure. And there is also a like fermented something, sweet fermentation, something in there. And it just hit me that I'll bet this would fucking go awesome with beer. Not like, but like,
hold on.
This tastes to me like a beer cigar.
I compare it right now. Blonde ale.
Yep, I would pair this with blonde ale. I want to try that now.
Yep.
You know what else, though? Yeah, I would pair it with a Guinness. You know how Guinness is like bitter and sweet?
Yeah.
This is fascinating because that's what this cigar is too. There's bitter and sweet.
You don't think that frothiness might take away?
Yeah, it would. Maybe not. Oh, you know what? In Oslo. You ever had an Oslo? Mm-hmm. It's like 14% ABV.
That sounds dangerous and fun.
It's black. Ooh. It has no head. It's like syrup. Okay. You pour it in, it's like syrup. It has no head.
All right.
I think this was in Oslo. The only thing is that might coat your palate.
Yeah. Because it definitely has to be something without a lot of head on it.
I'll tell you what, now remember, we're in Maryland.
Yeah.
Westminster, Maryland, Cabinet Cigars, and there is the floor tax in Maryland because the politicians here are communist pigs. And
great, now we're going to get kicked out.
So go out there and I don't care who you vote for, just vote against everybody that's in office. But on a serious note, they're more expensive. Right? What's the MSRP, $10.99?
Yeah.
So $11. But I'm smoking this, and this is smoking far more complex than I expect an $11 Robusto to smoke.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, I think part of it is like with the presentation, you look at it and you're like, oh, this says luxury all over it. And then you smoke and you're like, holy shit. This is very, very different from, you know, you had the Cubans and the Cuban tradition. And then you had the Dominicans, and they were trying to copy the Cuban experience. And why wouldn't you?
Right.
You know, like, that is cigars, right? And how people, like, during the cigar boom and after, how people got into the industry was doing other stuff, right? LFD. everyone was trying to copy it, honestly, Fuente. Mm-hmm. All the Dominicans, they're like, this light, floral, aromatic, Cuban-esque Dominican cigar. And LFD said, no, I'm going to give you a fucking Maduro, thick, heavy, you know, all of this, these dark cigars.
Dude, a lot of Lito shit will kick your ass.
Yes. Oh, yeah, man. I remember I had one, the Triple Lajero.
I haven't had that one, but I know what you're talking about.
Dude, here. I had it at night. I was like, after a steak dinner, and I was like, oh, this is the perfect. I was wired. I mean, I was awake till 2 a.m. I was like, and then if you follow this thread, you find out that Elon Musk is actually the reincarnation. I mean, I was fucking, like, I was wired off that
screen. Yeah, I smoked the Digger on a late evening. It was not a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. But that's how they got in. And so what I will say about this from Rocky is, this comes across like almost like an Audi, like Mercedes and BMW are like the old school luxury, and then Audi comes in, they're like, no, we're cool, we're new, we're different.
Yeah,
you know, also safe and reliable.
Does not break down that often.
Yeah,
I didn't say that.
That's how this comes across. It's like, it really comes across as a luxury cigar.
Yeah,
luxury on a budget.
Seriously,
that's what it comes across as.
Dude, I was like, because like usually this size turns me off from like a $13 or 12 and up price point. But right now it's like, okay, definitely getting your money's worth. A little almond.
I was thinking, actually, it's hilarious you should say that. I was thinking almond bud, like not an actual almond. But I don't know if you've ever, because when you're trying to grow an almond tree, you peel the bark back.
Okay.
And you like stick it in the slot and you bind it in. And that smell when you peel the bark back.
Okay.
And you know, there's the bud on the end of the
that's one thing I haven't gotten to is an almond tree.
Or horticulture. that's what this reminds me of. I was going to say almond bark or almond bud or something like that. Because there is this like floral thing in there too.
There's a weird like campfire smell to it.
To the second hand?
Yeah.
It is, but you know what? It doesn't smell like a campfire that you made out of like seasoned wood stacked up. It's like you gathered brush and like some green leaves and stuff.
Yeah, but it doesn't smell bad.
It doesn't smell bad at all. It smells great. It smells like it would be stinky in your clothes.
Guess I'll find out when I get home.
It does have a higher sulfur content in the secondhand smoke. Yeah, but we're in a cigar lounge, so we always smell when we go home. So, and of course, Burnline Podcast is brought to you from the Hot Box at the Davidus Cigar Lounge in Westminster, Maryland. And it is an official Rocky Patel lounge.
It is an official Rocky Patel lounge.
We are officially smoking Rocky. First Rocky on the show.
First Rocky.
I thought we smoked the Edge at one point. Was that part of our cheap cigar gauntlet?
Possibly.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't remember.
The Edge was fire when it came out.
I wasn't there.
I remember when the Edge came out and we were like, holy shit. Like, you know, to get this, especially the, what was it, the Cameroon wrapper? Like that price.
I think the...
Oh, you got a nice ash going on.
Oh, thank you.
Y'all can't see that. It's behind the
don't hand. Drop my ash.
Look at that ash. Angel. Kind of envy your ash. It looks hot. And large.
No, definitely before that.
Yeah, it would have been when your parents. Yeah,
no, No.
Okay. Yeah, so it is our first Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a great one to start with. So, why don't we jump into socials real fast as we continue savoring this delicious cigar? Spotify. Spotify feedback. So if you are listening on Spotify, if you click on an episode and you scroll down to the bottom, it says, what was smoking about this episode? And most people just, you know, type in there like the whole show. These guys are amazing and you should like give them an Academy Award and also throw money at them. But every once in a while we get, you know, something that is a little more useful. I did get some feedback this week, and if I can find it, I cleaned up my home screen on my phone and I'm fucking like, I can't find anything. Let's see. Here we go. This was a response to episode 60, the Fuente Casa Fuente and New Digs. I timed that perfect. Episode 60.
Let's 60. Go.
That was on purpose, everybody. Nice smoke. I feel classy just listening to you two sexy boys, spelled B-O-I-S.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's legit, so I'm going to publish that. Thank you. We're men, by the way. M-E-N. No, I'm just kidding. I'll pick sexy boys. We are also on YouTube. That is getting to be our biggest platform pretty quickly.
Yep.
Appreciate everybody tuning in on YouTube. Our top episode is the collaboration between Tatuaje and my father. I think we're over 1,000 views, which you know, isn't a lot in the overall scheme of things, but it's pretty damn good.
It's outreach.
Yeah. So we're glad that we could serve people that way.
And real quick on the YouTube, our last two episodes, the comments are still off. I think it takes about 2 weeks per episode for YouTube to like AI scrub it.
I got to Google it. I think I have to get verified.
Okay.
Like there's a way that it gets faster.
All right.
Yeah. So if you're trying to leave comments on YouTube, you can usually leave them on the older episodes and not the new ones because it takes them a while to make sure that
there's nothing weird on it.
Yeah.
There's just so much going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So. And you know, we do list this as an explicit, not for kids.
Right.
And we talk about, you know, smoking.
So we get a little bit more scrutiny. Yeah. It is a tobacco product. So.
So, it, you know, it needs to be. They've got their rules to follow to keep everybody safe.
Yeah.
But if you're having trouble interacting with us on YouTube, you can interact with the older ones. But the best way to interact with us is actually email. burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what you like, what you don't like, you know, what you'd like to see, whatever. And, we will, you know, read your email, take your suggestions, whatever. Of course, we're on Facebook and Insta as well. And that brings us to the email of the week. And the gist of this email is, why do I see people in cigar lounges, you know, licking and slobbering on the end of their cigar before they're clipping? And that will take us to our tobacconist tip of the week, which will actually have two parts. One has to do with, why would you do that? Should you do that? How do you do that? And the other is about lounge etiquette. So that's a two-parter. So thank you for that email. And why don't we give a couple tasting notes on this, and then we'll go to break. And when we come back, we will do our tobacconist of the week.
All right. Sounds good.
So,
I'm getting some vegetal right now on this second third.
Vegetal on the second third?
Mm-hmm.
A little spicy. I can see that that might happen. I'm not tasting it yet. But you know how a lot of cigar tobacco transitions to vegetal? And I can taste there is... I will not be surprised when it transitions.
He wants... Never mind. Go ahead. I was going to take a sip. What? Man, this is good stick.
Oh, I lost my ash. Now I'm all over the phone. I'm getting it. What else? What's going on with your stick? There's definitely like a toasted. I can't tell what it is. I can't tell if it's even the flavor or like the smoke.
There's something there, dude.
There's like a toasted something. It's like a toasted.
This cigar is awesome as shit.
And with that, we will go to break. When we come back, we will share with you the tobacconist tip of the week. On Burnline Podcast, you are listening to the dulcet tones of Johnny Midas at El Fumo.
At 15,000 watts.
15,000 watts.
We got 5,000 more watts.
A clear channel voice. You still got your ash going. I dropped mine all over my phone.
Yep.
All right, so tobacconist tip of the week. What about people slobbering on their cigar? I'll take the first half. You take the second.
Okay.
Good. First half, don't ever fucking lick your cigar and then use a house cutter in a lounge to cut your cigar. What the hell is wrong with you? Were you raised in a barn?
Some of them were.
Well, so that's my feedback. Okay. You have other people that want to use that damn cutter. You don't slobber all over your stick and then cut it with a communal cigar cutter. So that's my hat. All right, that's the cigar etiquette, or lounge etiquette. But why don't you talk about licking your cigar before you flip it?
Well, some guys, I guess, want to taste the wrapper, like legit taste the wrapper by licking it, or it's just a weird habit. Some guys also like to chew on their cigar before smoking, which is weird. There's just so many weird things. Sure, you can chew on a cigar while smoking it too, but I've never found any net value in chewing on a cigar, and any cigar, but I honestly don't see a reason for it as far as experience or making it better. I think some people are just weird. I mean, at the end of the day, you're dealing with people. So
could be.
And it's not good either for cutting because now you made it wet.
Yeah, no, it's actually going to make your cut worse if you have a properly humidified cigar. Yeah. And so I would say, you know, maybe some folks are used to like driving around on safari, you know, with a couple of sticks in their pocket all day.
Yeah.
And they're drying out. And they're like trying to rehumidify it a little bit.
Yeah.
If you have to do that, I would say just rehumidify your cigars.
Yeah, you don't really have to do that.
If you have to do that, your cigar's too dry anyway.
Yeah.
That's my take on it.
And it's kind of like, so the best antidote I can give to that is like, it's like cutting wet grass. It's just not helpful. It's not going to help at all. So don't do it. And like you said, especially if you're going to use a house cutter, don't do it. That's just gross.
Are you impressed with my smoke rings? I feel like you should be impressed with my smoke rings.
Do another one. I don't see him.
Wow, the air is blowing the wrong way now. Look at how the air is moving. There was a sudden air current.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I don't know.
No. And that's your tobacconist tip of the week. Yeah, I don't know if people are trying to keep the wrapper together or something, but it will make the cut worse. Just don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's just gross. You want to let slobber on your cigar, cut it, clip it first.
Especially after, like, not even before, but like after COVID, you know, there's just so much going around. Especially, at the beginning of this year, like almost everybody I knew was sick, and that's another good way of spreading germs and just icky stuff. So don't do it.
I don't know why it won't ring again. All of a sudden, we just have too much airflow. Yeah, thanks for that. And thanks for reaching out. burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. Send all of your comments coming, and we will read your email on the show. And if we get enough participation, I think we should start doing, like, I don't know, awards or something, like most funny or something
like that.
So if you've ever wanted to be on a podcast, this is your chance. Ham it up.
And mean tweets. We'll take mean emails.
And mean tweets. Those are funny too. All right.
Dude, check out that ash, though.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, man. Yeah, I'm just, you know, I don't know. I wasn't expecting anything, I guess. But like at $12.99, it's kind of like just a cigar.
Right.
You know, in Maryland, again, like it's going to be higher priced than if you're across the border in Pennsylvania, for example. But call it $11 MSRP.
Right.
I'm really surprised because it's extremely complex and flavorful and delicious and different, you know? I'm not over here like, oh, this reminds me of whatever, you know?
It is harder to find Rockies across in PA, though.
Yeah, it is.
Oddly enough.
It is.
There's only two places I can think of. Shout out to Trop Gun Shop in E-Town. They have their Rocky Lounge. Mm-hmm. Pretty badass place. And then if you want to drive an hour and what, 45 to, or hour and a half to CI?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, that's up there.
Yeah. Yeah. At that point, it's better to come down here.
I think probably, yeah. All right, so Rock Patel. The Disciple is part of a sort of growth, maybe even changing trajectory for Rocky.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, this is different from their...
I think Rocky was initially known as affordable, but also pretty good. The vintage 1990.
I was going to say the flagship.
Yeah. The Edge came out and blew a lot of people's doors off because it was so affordable and a good stick. And, you know, those just came with the 1 foot band, like in a big bundle, like a bin almost, like a wooden box. Reminded me of Stone Thrones. Except bigger, you know. I think it's probably fair to say that for folks that have been smoking cigars for a while, you know, we sometimes get stuck in how we imagine companies, right? And Rocky Patel is one where I think a lot of people sort of think of Rocky as like almost still a boutique.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not. And so it's what he sort of, I guess, I don't know, came up with is a redefinition, rebranding, something like that. Particularly post-COVID, he came back, I think, really, really strong. The decade, that's the other one, the Rocky decade.
Okay.
Right? A lot of people found that to be delicious. He recently came out with the, what's the one in the gold box? Of course I got it because I'm Johnny Midas. The
Search of the Sea.
Conviction?
Yeah.
Yes, the Conviction. $100, right, for a stick. I have that. I have not smoked it, but it is in my collection because it's in a gold box. So Johnny Midas.
It is a gorgeous stick in a gorgeous box.
Yeah. And then the Double Broadleaf Selection, which I have had. That is a delicious cigar.
Yeah.
And those are high-end.
Yeah.
Right? So he's kind of, I don't know, moved.
Yeah.
Kind of moved upscale a little bit, yeah, I think. And the presentation on this, it's gorgeous.
Like, yes.
This will look good in your country club or wherever, you know, your...
Yeah, seriously.
Your lounge in New York or something like
Rocky's that. Rocky's like one of those household names when it comes to cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Rocky comes up in names all the time, you know, in conversation with cigars. It's just, he's just been around for since the 90s. And actually, Rocky came out of left field.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Well, so Rocky Patel himself is what was an attorney, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was an attorney and he just loved cigars and he was like, I'm going to do it.
About 20 minutes from me.
Yeah.
So I lived 20 minutes from Rocky.
Yeah. You know?
Back in the day.
20 minutes towards the good neighborhood.
Right. That's where, okay. where,
Oh man. And so, you know, just a little highlight on if you haven't kept up with Rocky. So the ALR second edition, 96 rating,
mm-hmm.
right? The decade, of course, that's I think I would call it decade. Like when that came out, that was like the flagship Rocky.
Yeah.
That was rated 95.
Yeah.
Still love that cigar. Of course, there's the 15th anniversary, 50. Both of those were rated 93. You know, so these are highly rated sticks. What else? The number 6, which is fairly recent,
mm-hmm.
also in 93. The Royale. Remember the Royale? That was rated 94.
Yeah. A lot of high rated Rockies.
Yeah. The 60, which is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's another high end Rocky, rated 96.
Yeah.
The special edition, hard to find, 95, by the way, that one. Pairs really well with alcohol. What else?
He just has a large portfolio.
Yeah, he does. Oh, the Sun Grown Maduro.
Mm-hmm. I've had that. That is a great stick.
Rated 95. The Edge Habano. That was rated 94. So the Edge, which was like the button stick.
Yeah.
They came, okay, we're going to do a Habano wrap line. So Rocky's got a strong expanded portfolio with, you know, a dozen sticks or so in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what Rocky's been doing. And we are smoking the Rocky Patel Disciple in the Robusto size, which is 5x50. And just love the packaging. Like the detail they put in to make this luxurious.
Yep.
They're nice. There goes the ash.
Yep. I knew it was getting ready to go, so. Pick it up from the side.
And there you are, ladies and germs.
That's about a little over an inch.
And children of all ages over the age of 21.
All right, band test next.
That's why YouTube is shadow banning us.
Yep.
Because I say children of all ages over the age of 21. All right, time for the time for the band test. So
glue.
Yeah.
Not fruit picking.
And a lot of it.
A lot of glue. Here we go.
Oh, it's right a strip in the middle. Okay. So
this is interesting. Is this a double layer?
No. It's just stamped. That's how they get it embossed. Absolutely gorgeous band. And it did come off perfectly. Yeah. So
matte black in the back.
Matte black on the back. And all of the stripe that comes through the middle, all of the negative space, that matte black. So long strip of glue, but it did not go past the edge of the band. And
dude, the detail on the banding is awesome as shit.
Came out perfect. It's gorgeous, dude. And it's like foil pressed onto the cardboard there. It's not printed. It's like applied foil. I love that. I love that. I wish I had a disciple. Can you imagine a sign, just the round part? That's like a wall sign with this fucking copper, gold, and you know what this reminds me of? You know, if you go to different parts of the world, you get different types of gold.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of Asian gold.
Like it only India. Makes sense.
What does it make sense?
He's from India.
Oh.
He's Indian.
Yeah, Patel, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, it does. It reminds me of Indian gold.
Well, I mean, his real name is Rakesh.
Well, yeah. Well, the Patel was the dead giveaway, El Fumo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Indian gold is what it reminds me of.
Remember, he was Indian Tobacco Company.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Have you noticed on this show, like, how many cigar brands we talk about where it's, you know, some immigrant or something like that that just fucking kicks ass? Right. I mean, the Vartan, you know, that we didn't smoke on the Year of the Dragon. You know, that's another Armenian-American cigar manufacturer.
Yeah, a lot of Mediterranean/Middle East influence in the cigar industry that you wouldn't think of, because when you think cigars, you think South America, and that's it. You don't think other parts of the world.
Sorry, I'm just texting while we're podcasting here. Sorry about that, folks. I lead a double life, and I had to let my CIA handler know what I was up to. Or maybe it was my parole officer.
By the way, this is a PSYOP.
This is a PSYOP, totally a PSYOP. And you have been had.
Yeah.
You can tell how, you know, the two of us, like, we're obviously a PSYOP.
Yeah, clearly.
We're here to influence you.
Somehow.
We're influencers. That makes us influencers, right? Okay, so something interesting here, which is, there seems to be, like, this is turning into, if you're burning green leaves. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of that vegetal, but the campfire sort of too. And it's not just the secondhand smoke, it's the actual taste on the palate.
Yeah, the vegetal is definitely picked up.
The sweet has kind of tapered off. And then there's like this odd palette of spices in there.
Yeah, there's something harsh in the back.
There's like a little cumin taste in there.
Okay.
By
the way, not much heat.
Mm-mm. It's burning very cool. I will also say, I would call this a full.
Yeah.
Full body, full strength.
Because that's what they describe it as, meaning to full. Definitely, I can. Yeah. I mean, it's double Nicaragua on the inside.
Yeah. I mean, I could say mid full. I think I would just go full. You know, it's not like, oh shit.
Right.
You know, it's going to punch you in the face. This is a full.
Maybe a breakfast cigar.
No, I couldn't. I could. You probably could.
I could.
So, I couldn't. I mean, remember, my daily smoke is a Fuente Natural.
Yeah.
You know, so I really like, you know, lighter cigars and stuff. So yeah, not a breakfast cigar for me, but I don't know. Who would smoke this as a breakfast cigar?
Me.
Yeah. Okay. No, I was thinking, who's man, now that I'm old, I keep forgetting. Who's the guy at the lounge with he's got the white mustache, drives the bike, rides the bike.
Kevin?
He's in there all the time. No, older guy. White mustache.
Well, I don't know.
What is his name? Now I feel bad because you're probably listening to this podcast, but, you know, I could see him.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy that lives down here.
Yeah, yeah. He could probably smoke this as a breakfast cigar. But no, for me, this is here's what this tastes like to me. If I had like a steak dinner or pork spare ribs or, you know, something like a meaty meal. This seems like it would be just an amazing after meal smoke. Here's something else. It just came to me because I was talking about that. I think that this could also pair with dessert. You know, like you have that meal and then you have a slice of small slice of like German chocolate cake and this cigar. I think that would go really well. Because it sort of has like the all the complementary flavors of a dessert. You know.
I'm getting on this final third. I'm starting to get like unrefined cocoa to it. That's probably the San Andreas picking up. I didn't get much chocolatey throughout the stick, but here at the end, I'm getting unrefined cocoa.
Well, I can't tell what some of these flavors are, to be honest with you.
It is complex stick. It
Like
is
right
very.
now, and I'm in the middle of this, in the second, third. I actually have like if I draw the smoke in all the way and then slowly release a retrohale, I'm getting just a tinge of like when you wake up in the morning and you walk out into the hallway and you smell bacon because your wife got up early and started cooking. I'm getting just that whiff, that hint, right? And that ties into the it's just subtle, but like there's this subtle char, this subtle campfire, this subtle meaty, slightly sweet meat like bacon.
Yeah, I'm getting a little leather.
Surprisingly not like the earthiness that I get from a San Andres. You know, like I think of San Andres as like, you know, the primary taste is like rich dirt, you know. And I'm surprisingly not getting that much out of this. You know, earth didn't really come to mind throughout.
No, yeah, definitely a lot more vegetal towards the end. Final third. Little leather, little cocoa there.
I wish I could peg this one, but when you retrohale it, it has this thing that it throws in there, and I just can't recognize what that taste is.
Yeah, I like how complex this is.
I love the complexity. I think that this is like a cigar connoisseur's cigar. You know, like if any of you are out there listening and you're the guy that likes to sit in the lounge and pick a cigar apart, like, dude, this will make your day, you know? Like,
It's complex, but not as complicated as last week's stick.
no, it's not. It's not.
There was a lot going on with last week. It's a little
It
harder to peg
was.
down.
This one, there's not nearly as many notes and flavor changes, but it's hard to peg down. And there's enough of it. It's really interesting. So, Rocky Patel, Disciple. We are smoking the Robusto 5x50 featuring a San Andres Mexican wrapper draped over Nicaraguan binder, Nicaraguan filler, and retailing for $12.99 here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland, the only Rocky Patel cigar lounge in Maryland. So that's that's a little bit about the cigar and then also Rocky Patel, right? So I don't know, maybe we should have like an official Rocky episode. We might be able to get the rep on or something. I don't
Yeah, something like that.
know. I'll try anyway. Have you had the Gold Label by Rocky Patel?
No, I have not.
And of course, they have the Year of the Dragon. We did not smoke that on the Year of the
We
Dragon
showed it
episode.
last week, though.
Yeah, but we showed it.
Not
And
last week,
then
the week
I
before.
wanted to show you the Artisan Lighter series. So I'm looking at the website for you guys, the Rocky Patel website. You can look these up. But these are fucking cool. And I have that one Rocky lighter,
Dude, their
the double
swag is cool
flame.
as shit, like as far as
Yes.
lighters.
Rocky's lighters are fucking classy.
And they're heavy. I like how heavy they are as
Yeah,
well.
they have substance. So I love this. It's like gold lizard skin or whatever.
Oh yeah.
I'm like with a
Davenport
quadruple flame.
lighter. Quadruple flame.
Torch. I
That is
mean,
insane.
that looks like a Johnny Midas lighter. And then
Okay.
the Diamond Series Cutter. So this is pretty cool. It's a open-ended double guillotine. It does lock closed. You click the button to open it, you know, like spring-loaded. Kind of reminds me like, you know, the Zycar. But unlike the butterfly cut, this one is true double guillotine, which I think cuts the cigar better, actually. And hefty, man.
Yeah,
This
really.
this is like a
You need big hands
this
for
is a
this stuff.
substantive cutter. I mean, there it is, the Executive Lighter Series. That's mine,
Oh yeah, that's
white with
beautiful.
the gold cross. And this has got two flames, one soft flame, but it's kept lit by a jet. So unlike traditional soft flames, this never goes out. And so all you do is you tilt the lighter and the flame, the soft flame goes away from the jet. And you can use a soft flame for a pipe or just a soft flame light. But if you're outside, air current under a fan and the lounge, you can use the torch.
Right.
That's why I picked it up, because I was like, this is the coolest. I've never seen a soft flame in a jet before.
Oh, yeah.
And it's well executed. So, yeah, one of the things that I like about – oh, and that's the Genesis.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah. But one of the things I like about Rocky is his swag.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or I shouldn't even say swag, because I've never seen a Rocky ball cap. I'm sure there are other. I'm talking about the accoutrement.
Right.
You know, the lighters and the cutters.
The tools. The accessories.
Yeah, the accessories, man. You got accessories. They're fucking sharp. Like, so – and maybe, you know, like, we just share taste or something. But, you know, I like cutters and lighters that are nice and work well and are beautiful and are substantive, you know. And he makes them. So a lot of those are available here, of course, since it's a Rocky lounge.
That's right.
And that's where I got my Rocky.
Dude, the ashtrays, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a Rocky yeah, ashtray.
I like this one. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is heavy and, like,
yeah,
glass.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool as shit. Is that glass or
acrylic?
Dude, that's fucking glass. Cast. I know how to make that.
Yeah, let's make it.
Yes, very nice. Also doubles as a weapon.
it's a paperweight.
That's a paperweight, officer. El Fumo did it in the lounge with the ashtray. All right. Why don't we take a break? When we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week and then wrap this cigar up. Don't go away. Podcast, home of the most awesome cigar podcast ever.
And in Technicolor.
In Technicolor.
Yeah, sure.
Coming to you in. Wait, that's copyright. We can't say that
either. Can we not?
Oh, in color.
In color.
It's technical. It's technically in color.
It's technically
in technically color. It's in color. Johnny Midas and El Fumo, we are smoking the Rocky Patel Disciple Robusto 5x50, retailing for $12.99 here at Davidus Cigars, Westminster, Maryland. And you're a lot farther along in the cigar than I am.
Dude, this stick is amazing.
Why don't you share with us some cigar news of the week?
All right. So some pretty good news, especially for smokers. You know, our hobby is always been constantly under attack. Some cool news. PCA is partnering. I got to be careful with the wording.
Yeah.
So PCA is working with CAA, Cigar Association of America, and Drew Estate. They're going to be doing some cool stuff. They're going to be in Milwaukee for the Republican convention.
Hmm.
Yeah, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So they're going to be doing some stuff, you know, related to cigars. What better place to do it?
Uh-huh.
You know, they got to go shake hands and make sure our hobby does not get under attack, because it constantly is, just because. Unfortunately, I don't know. Somebody's always trying to tell somebody what to do and what not to do. And for some reason, it's this, which is...
Yeah, yeah. You can go fucking smoke marijuana all you want. Knock yourself out. There's no secondhand smoke there. But if it comes to cigars, yes, it's bullshit.
Or shoot up on the government's dime.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So on this decidedly not political podcast, what else have you got on the news of the week?
All right, so something cool. So you know how we talk about celebrities and all that?
Yeah, yeah.
So... WNBA star Kelsey Plum will get her own cigar. So that'll be cool. Sweet. Yeah. Kelsey Plum's a WNBA player. She's currently still playing.
I know that. I didn't know that. I know now. I was going to say, who's making?
Kingmaker cigar. So she'll have her own cigar.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm familiar with the Kingmaker brand, but they don't actually make anything or roll anything. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know if there was info on there, like which factory it's coming out of.
Well, if you let me read, I will let you know.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, tell me about this, man.
So it's going to be a 6x52 tour.
Who's rolling it? I'm not fucking with you. Keep going.
Well, if you let me get there.
So it's a 6x52 Toro featuring a
Connecticut wrapper.
Okay.
Of undisclosed origins. And same thing with binder filler, undisclosed. So a lot of secret hush-hush stuff as usual. I think that's it's coming back, the hush-hushness of cigars again.
Well, a lot of the time it was like nobody gave a shit.
Right.
You know, but I like to know. I just think it makes my hobby better. You know, I'm like, show me the fucking hands that wrote this.
Yeah. So, and it just tells you the price that it's 175 per 10 of
for 10 pound box.
Yeah. So it's whatever, whoever they use as a roller. It doesn't say specifically on there, but it actually looks like a gorgeous cigar.
Huh.
Well, yes.
So let's see. No, click on Reflections, see what that brings up. Yeah, they're not going to tell you anything. Their website.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's just news releases. Yes, they're not telling you anything. Interesting. Okay, cool. So Kelsey Plum gets her own cigar. What else have we got in news? All
right. excuse me. The Asylum Serenity box, like, look at that. All those sticks is rolling out. So that is a shit ton.
So it's a box with an acrylic front and top.
Yep.
And it's packed with cigars.
Yep.
How many are in that box?
At least 50, or no, hold on. Box of 100.
Serenity Now and Sanity Later. Okay, so the Serenity Now has a white sleeve. You know how Asylum puts that? Like
that paper,
paper sleeve, yeah, and then the dark one is Insanity Later. So I guess they are different blends.
Yeah, it's two. Insanity Later is a blend with Mexican San Andres Habano and undisclosed blend as well. But they are coming from the Honduras factory.
Mm-hmm.
And Serenity.
So my father's making them.
Yeah,
is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's 50 boxes and it's like $800. But that is a massive box. That's a Johnny Midas box.
That does look massive. So those are what, all 5x50s. So it's not that. So that because they're the size of what we're smoking. So.
Yeah. And then back to the, I don't know why it's being weird. But anyways, Ohio passed a law that at any governing body, you know, county, whatever, can ban any tobacco product they want.
Oh, so they're kicking it down to like the state's not going to do anything about it, but you can't.
Yeah, the cities can ban it. So it can go as far as.
Well, ban flavored tobacco products.
It's just whatever. But it's going to go the other way. You know, there's everybody, for some reason, everybody's going to be going towards generational bans. So another reason why PCA is doing the good work they're doing and CAA. You know, it's good that they're out there. Like I said, our hobby's under attack for some reason.
Well, I think because it's unfairly lumped together with like cigarette smoking.
Right.
And like, I mean, basically, here's my rule of thumb. If you can buy it at a gas station, then it's not a premium cigar.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not true because I've been to gas stations that have premium cigars. Little humidor from the counter. But, you know, this is hand-rolled, long filler, expensive, not good tasting to a fucking kid, you know. Even this quote-unquote flavored cigars like the Java, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, if I tried puffing on that when I was a teenager, I'd
throw up.
Yeah, I would have puked, jat, and everything else. You know? Yeah.
And nobody's really buying a cigar to hollow it out and throw something else in there.
It's too fucking expensive.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah.
You're getting your White Owls or something, you know, or that. But,
and speaking of expensive, the Davidoff Year of the Dragon collection, which is a massive box, is going on sale now. It's 96 sticks at a cool price of $18,800.
So what is it? A whole humidor?
Yeah, look at that. It's a top open.
Oh, okay. Case. So all right. So it's a big cube, like it's a tall cube. It's not a square cube. It's
right, a like
tall
a rectangle. Cube.
Yeah, and you pull the sleeve off, and inside looks like a Chinese lantern, but it's individual trays of cigars.
That's you know what it looks like? Those old cases, like for music equipment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you lift it up. It's got handles on the side.
And of course, it's got that red lacquer on the gold.
Yep.
That is pretty cool if you're a billionaire. Sweet. Put Any other down. News of the week?
No, that was it.
That is the news for the week. Awesome. All right, I think it is time to rank this cigar, and I'm just hitting my final third. Of course, you've been smoking. You know, you're almost done because I've been doing all the yapping, gum flapping. We are smoking the Rocky Patel Disciple Robusto, and this is a 5x50. This was a 2021 PCA release.
Yep.
So a lot of these cigars are like 2020 and newer. We're talking about for Rocky. San Andres wrapper. Binder and filler from Nicaragua, and retails for $12.99 here at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. And let's do some final tasting notes before we rank this cigar.
Yeah.
So, what are you thinking?
Vegetal went away. More campfire than anything, but it's weird. It's not like a vegetal campfire.
Yeah, there's some vegetal. There's some like
unrefined
charred.
Yeah.
A
little meaty.
Yeah, a little charred, meaty. Depending on how you retrohale,
right,
and even inhale the smoke, like the flavors change, which is amazing. So you can do this thing when you're drawing the smoke in your mouth. You can actually flutter your tongue up and down and change how the smoke tastes. Kind of like if you're trying to whistle a trill. Like if you're doing that while you're inhaling the smoke, it tastes different. And there's some cumin, there's some nutmeg in there. There is a hint of wintergreen root in there. Not wintergreen berry. Those are terrible. Hint of like wintergreen bark or wintergreen root.
Okay.
And yeah, the vegetal weird because it's not like, you know, when I say vegetal, I'm usually talking about like weeding the garden.
Okay.
You know, like morning glories and stuff, like the smell of those, where it's like that, you know, all those viney stuff. This is a much richer vegetal. It's more like the bark of a spruce tree or something. The whole thing feels like fermented and aged and like rich. There's not a lot of like fresh, bright, vibrant flavors in it. It's all like serious and like, you know, mature flavors.
Yeah, it's some ultra premium tobacco.
It really tastes that way. Certainly was blended very well.
Oh, yeah.
If this was what they were going for, they nailed it.
Oh, yeah, you know? They definitely did.
And so we sometimes mention that when we're ranking cigars. It's like, well, I think they were going for this and they really nailed it. So I got to give it a higher score. I don't like it, but, you know. So why don't we rank this cigar, and we'll start out with presentation. I'll go first. This is one of my favorite presentations I've seen on a cigar this year. This looks like old money.
Yeah.
This looks like, you know, if you went into like, you know, one of those manor, like those stone manor houses in New York that you're like, oh, that was built 100 years ago, you know, and then you go inside and there's like the wood panel ceiling and like the big wood banisters. You would expect that to be on the coffee table.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look, I mean, like a cast iron.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. It just fits right in. This, the subtle striping, you know, on the sleeve, like just all the little details. And so I gave it a straight up 10.
I agree. I'm going to give it a 10.
You're going to give it a 10?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then the cigar itself.
Yeah. It's just gorgeous. Even that without any banding.
Dude. So yeah, I was like, I can't, I mean, I like, what's the standard?
Right.
I'm not going to give it a 10 because it's 10. I mean,
right.
It's just, come on, how would I improve this?
Yeah. Use protection instead of glue. Yeah. That's about it.
All right, that's construction. Speaking of which, price. So the MSRP is $11, $10.99.
Mm-hmm.
Retails for $12.99 here in Maryland. So for a Robusto, you know, that's right in the middle, right? Like post COVID and inflation and everything, an $11 MSRP on a Robusto is just right in the middle.
Yeah, that's not hateful.
No, it's not. Definitely not a value stick.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're getting a tremendous amount of bang for your buck on this. So I would probably put the price at like 8.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say 7.
7?
Yeah.
7 or 8 sounds about right. So,
yeah, because there's a lot to choose from at that price range.
There is, yeah.
And if you're
although this grabs your eye.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does.
It does grab your eye. Can give it that. I do kind of wish, this is when I kind of wish there wasn't any cello because there's so little of the wrapper showing already
mm-hmm.
with that sleeve on there. And, you know, the glare from the lights always gets in the way. Yeah. But this is a beautiful wrapping.
And the box, too. The presentation on the box.
Oh, it is amazing.
And the usefulness of the box.
Here's the little, like, the details I'm talking about. See the wood sleeves?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they make these boxes, and they put these wood sleeves in here. Right? This common wooden box construction. They colored this wood to match.
Oh, yeah. You know, normally, like, they leave it alone. And...
Yeah, it's just blank wood. It's like, it's usually a poplar, I believe, or something similar.
Yeah.
No, they actually, and it's a complementary color. It's not black.
Right.
Okay. So just little details like that. All right. So construction, we had zero issues with the cut, with the light, with the burn. I mean, we could talk about that. The band was glued on,
right. Kind
of hard to get off, and your sleeve didn't slide off my like mine did, but also it did nothing to the cigar.
Right. Luckily. Yeah.
The wrappers were perfect. So I'm over here like, I don't know how to not give it a 10.
Right. It's hard.
Because I don't have any.
This is our least issues cigars yeah. We've smoked on here.
Yeah. So
I'll give it a 10 for that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think it's fair. I mean, I can't think of anything to critique.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about the flavor. I think one thing that, you know, I would definitely say is this is not going to appeal to everybody.
No.
I don't think this is for beginner smokers at all. Mm-hmm. I would just, you know, if you're just starting your journey, save this until your palate is sort of mature enough to appreciate it.
Not a beginner smoke.
Yeah, not a beginner smoke. I would absolutely give it to this to somebody, especially a cigar guy.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think it's gorgeous enough. Like, you could use this for, like, you know, your kid's christening, or, you know, even like somebody's getting married.
It's a good celebration cigar.
It looks amazing. Well, it depends on what you mean by celebration. You could reward yourself with it, type yep. of thing. I don't think I would be smoking it at a wedding or something, because it is too heavy. And it's also complex. And honestly, I would be like forgetting about the guests and stuff. And I'm over in the corner like, oh, this guy's got notes of charlie mommy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but having said that, I love the richness, the maturity. It tastes like a serious cigar.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm very comfortable calling this luxury on a budget.
Oh, yeah.
It smokes like a luxury cigar for half the price.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me and, you know, with my palate, and this isn't my thing. I'm not a full cigar guy by default. You know, I like light or aromatic, floral, Cuban-esque
yeah.
you know, flavors. So for me and my palate, I would probably give the flavor 7.
Okay.
But I also have to say, like, the richness, the complexity, like, anybody that likes cigars, like, you have to smoke it. Like, yeah. You have to add this to your experience.
I would give it a 9. I like the fullness of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we'll just call that an 8.
Okay.
Cut it in the middle. So let me see if I can do the math in my head. That brings us to experience. We just touched on this a little bit.
Yeah.
When we were discussing the flavor. I think this is definitely a lounge cigar.
Oh, yeah.
You can share it with friends and even have conversations.
Not a dog walker, not a yard worker.
No, no.
It's too complex for that.
It is. It's a little too special, and it's too strong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a breakfast cigar.
Yeah.
You might have it. But you know what? This is a breakfast cigar with like an oversized Cinnabon
yeah.
and like 3 espressos.
Yeah.
Right. What else?
Probably grill with it, maybe.
You could, because it's complimentary flavor.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd want to do too much. Right. It is a little heavy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely it is time for a cigar.
Yeah.
Right. So, and then we had a great experience.
Yeah.
So I would give it an 8 for experience, but I could see someone going lower just because it does have limited use case, but I just came in at an 8.
Yeah, I would agree. 8.
8. Well, that brings the final score to 44.
Nice.
The Rocky Patel Disciples. So, that's among our highest scoring cigars. It kind of nailed everything.
Yeah.
You know, the things that you don't have to leave up to chance, Rocky didn't leave up to chance.
Mm-hmm.
This is a gorgeous presentation.
Oh yeah.
Right. The fact that the construction is basically perfect is just amazing. You know, like, they didn't cut corners, rush anything.
No.
You know? So those are the kind of the objective parts of our rating. And then they were able to do that and bring it in at a competitive cost.
Yeah.
You know, I would tell you if we were smoking this and it was $18, we would be griping about the cost. But what else would we say on air? We'd be like, but you have to try it.
But you have to try it.
You have to try it once. And instead, this could be a daily.
Yeah, could almost be a daily.
You know,
I would smoke a daily.
Yeah, like depending on your budget. But I mean, it's a regularly priced stick. Yeah. Great showing, Rocky. So first Rocky on the show.
Yep.
At the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge here at Davidus Cigars in Westminster, Maryland. And man, it was good.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And I'm going to finish enjoying mine. So thanks for joining us on Burnline Podcast. And we will see you again next week.